It says here in the 26, and he said unto him, Went not mine heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and manservants and maidservants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. So, these possessions that are outlined here, is that what makes someone a leper?
Well, okay. You gotta get his perspective if you're gonna go any further here. Go ahead.
Okay, so the perspective of the servant Gehazi, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to know why did Gehazi, for the servant, why did he become a leper for taking the silver and two change of... Why did he become a leper? For
disobedience.
Okay. Did he try to outshine his master?
In essence.
Okay.
Yes, but we'll hold that for another minute.
Okay. Okay, well, then, all right, Ian, when it comes to the armorage that is needed to sustain the charge to sustain the charge of outside influence of EMP, can we use a regular conduit such as the current wires that we have in order to transduce the frequency?
Good.
Because from what I'm understanding, the frequency is what carries the message that will be encoding onto the cloud. So therefore, there's not going to be any wires, correct? Or is it like a frequency, like a fiber optic cable, where the frequency is the light? Ian, will there be cables when it comes to the new cloud?
No, not one.
Not one. Okay. Will there be some kind of attachment that connects to the diamond in order to communicate with it? a middleman. A middleman type of device.
No.
No. Okay. Can we communicate with our singing? Can we send out a frequency using our mouth to the new carbon cloud?
Won't do much good, but yeah, you can.
But yeah, you can. Okay. But it won't do much good. That probably means that there's a better one. There's a better way to do it.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Okay, so does it involve another type of bodily sense? Organ? Does it involve a digital organ, like what Croker writes about? A new sense organ? Does it involve a new organ that we have acquired through our interaction with the tech body? Well, you did mention something that goes on the hand, on the wrist, some kind of device. Is that going to be the efficient way to communicate with the cloud?
Go ahead.
I'm asking, when you're saying a different way, when you're saying the way to communicate with the cloud, is it some kind of a analog device that will communicate in frequencies with it?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you can use a frequency, and the frequency will travel through the plasma using those technical papers you've said before in the plasma sheath. The plasma sheath will allow the frequency to travel through the plasma. The plasma itself will provide the shielding. Can a neuropathic field, can it pierce the plasma sheath? Ion, does our neuropathic field extend past our body?
You have to.
Okay, are we talking about in feet or are we talking about in miles distance? Alright, are we talking about distance at all? Is distance a good way to think about it?
Well, you're having thoughts, so that's always good.
Okay, our thoughts, is our thought a representation of a neuropathic field?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Can you be cool and not have that much emotion, and yet have the neuropathic field extend for a long distance?
And of course, there's no boundaries, there's no limit. You all make the limit, little red men.
Okay. Is frequency used in telekinesis? Or telepathy? Is perfect pitch important to remembering the exact sound of these pitches?
All right. Got to go at it from a... You're just throwing darts against the wall now. You got to develop at some point. You see what I mean? So play with that and then come back and go some details because you're just slinging. You're just slinging. You see what I mean? So it's a good point, but... not based on anything.
Well, I just want to know if let's say I was to go listen to some fa sol la, and I would get the fa pitch. Do I have to think about it in my mind?
How else do you hear things in your except for in your mind?
I think in terms of intervals.
Well, they're all inter. It's integral, not interval. So we're not kind of thinking man's game. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to navigate the impulse to go into a full time warp energy expression. Because just because the EMP comes and wipes everything out of electronic doesn't mean you won't ever have electricity again. You just won't have anything with a chip.
Okay. Right, that's what Wilson is for. Yeah.
Okay.
And Wilson is just one piece of the Coldplay, right?
That's correct. Well, it's made up of several things, but it's one unit of toenails.
Toenails? Oh, toenails. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay. Will the toenails change shape when... Will the toenails change shape? Like, as if I was to grow a diamond myself, it would accumulate in density. Will the toenails undergo a similar transformation in the new environment? Would they attract them? Likely. Okay, so they would grow in size. It probably exceeds the bound of their containers. Okay. All right.
Got it?
No.
Clear as mud, huh? Well, you got further than you did last time, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Ion. And thank you, Bob.
Happy day.
Thank you.
Bobby.
Hey, Ion, before Bob comes back, have you watched this new show, Archive 81?
Yeah. See things.
Is it based on a true story?
Yeah. All of them come from somewhere.
Yeah. Is it possible to communicate using? Is it possible to communicate with other worlds using that kind of media, like the video?
Sure, you do it. You do it all the time. How do you have history if it's not recorded? How do you have these informations and technologies that come from other worlds? Where do you get them? They don't put it on you. They don't put it in a text message.
Well, first it was written down as the manuscript culture.
You don't know. Here we go. First, and now you're doing parameters. So no, you don't know that. That's the point. You know, they'll send it all to you in 8-track tapes. Oh, here's a good example. It would be like in the where they do the tape, where it's a cassette tape. And they have all the history on the cassette tape. Well, who the hell's got a cassette tape player anymore to catch the history? See the rub?
Yeah.
So you can't think about it like that. It may be like that, but you can't think about it like that. It'll screw you over. Often.
You're referring to the judgment of this came first or that came afterwards.
Correct. Exactly. It may be the segregated order, but you have nothing to know that by. So to make that in an orderly format is just your subjugation, not what reality actually endures. But things change. Imagery. As you know, things change. And then what happened? Well, you writ your whole thesis on this predicated process and come to find out you were off by one.
And then the whole thing is like a house of cards. It falls apart. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's true. So you can't really say one media is better than the other.
It's whichever medium you're using is the best.
I see, yeah.
There used to be 8-tracks. People used to like 8-track tape players. They were dependable. They would just go and go and go and go and go. You didn't have to rewind. Just pop it in. You could check your... You could click which track you wanted to play on.
Mm-hmm. It's
great. Some of the best of Tammy Wynette was on 8-track tape.
And it was good quality as well.
Medium good, but yeah, better than cassette. And then CDs were better, but then they'd scratch. You didn't scratch 8-tracks.
Yeah. But obviously the cloud will obsolete all of these hard digital media.
They won't exist after that anyway. So it won't matter. They'll be gone.
Okay.
It'll fry all the mainframe.
Okay. Now, what about this old computer that they found in archaeology from Greece? This computer with gears.
The little square box, and it was all the pieces, and they put it back together, and it would do complex calculations, almost like a relegated abacus, but it would calculate all kinds of stuff. Yes. What about it?
Yeah. So, is there a reason why they had to invent it like this? Did they have some kind of VMP limitation back then?
They didn't have anything to fry back then. So it was just progressive thought. Progressive thought.
Yeah, and is that Lemurian technology?
No, it was not Lemurian technology.
So that was purely Greek invention.
Well, it wasn't from Greek. It wasn't from Greek. That's just where they found it. But there was lots of stuff in the Ottoman Empire that was that same arena, the Turkey side of Greece, across the Mediterranean Sea. That you can, they merged a lot.
Okay. And then where did the Ottoman Empire get it from? Did they?
Byzantine.
From the Byzantine?
Dynasty.
Okay. Well, is it true that if Genghis Khan wouldn't attack over there, that part of the world would have been highly developed in science and technology?
Yes. But they had to dumb it down so that the ugly girls could get a date.
The ugly girls being the European countries?
Hey, they resemble that remark. What are you talking about?
All right. Okay. All right. What about all this Beyond Meat and Impossible Burgers? Is that... Well, what is that? Are they just trying to poison people with all the soy?
Nah, who cares? Whatever. They do. People eat anything. It's all garbage anyway. The meat's garbage. The imitation's garbage. It's all garbage. If it tastes good, eat it. If it don't taste good, don't eat it. That's it. But everything that they're trying to get you to eat healthy and do all this is so filthy that it's worse than eating bad. And then the good's bad and the bad's bad. Then you eat these nuts, and you eat these seeds, and you eat these things, and they end up giving you all kinds of carcinogens and every other thing that go along with it. So it's a wonder you're alive at all.
Yeah.
Okay, Dimitri, you're going to play the private session now. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks. Thank you, Ian.
Always.
Okay, this was recorded on Thursday. It's 2 hours long.
Do the roll call. See who's here. That's what you need to know.
Well, there's Jack. There's Susanna.
Yo.
Hello.
Lisa, do you have a question, Lisa or Christine?
I have a question.
Hi.
Don't say hi. Do you have a question?
Oh.
I have a question.
Well, we have questions, but if you want to do the private session, that's fine. We'll save them for next week.
No,
go ahead.
For next week.
Go ahead, Lisa or Christy.
Okay, I have some basic questions, so they may have been asked before, but anyway, my question is, I'm having a tough time. I always bring this up about I want to fight against, you know, a lot of the stuff that's happening, and I guess I'm just curious. What keeps me wanting to fight? I know I'm not supposed to worry about anything that doesn't affect me, but I still have a hard time when I see it affect other people. Can you shed any insight into that?
Well, yeah. It's little man syndrome. You're trying to play God rather than be God. Because let me tell you something, Sister Widget. If you was God, you could change it. That's what God does. It makes things better. You ask God for stuff, and he gives it to you. Okay? So, all this injustice or whatever blabble you're talking about, you can correct it and adjust it. Smote them. You're going to go hurt little kids? Okay, we're going to wipe you off the face of the earth. Bam. Act like you was never here. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's fine. I stand. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can do it. Queen Victoria was famous. Somebody would come along with something, she'd say, "Not in my realm." And it wasn't. And if it was, she'd chop your damn head off. And you learned real quick after the third head hit the bucket, you know, this may not be the way to go with this, yeah. And there you go. And so now what happens, there's certain things that would cause her travail that she didn't have to worry about anymore at all. So we wish the same for you. That's the end.
Okay. And by ascending, then, we can then take care of those that might be doing harm.
Sure. Well, you can now anyway. You have power now. You have power now. But you're trying to do something where you don't get your hands dirty. We know what you want to do. You want to get too involved. You want to be a beacon of light as long as you don't have to stretch too far out of the comfort zone, you know, or commit resources to it or something, you see. It's important until that's the issue. Then it's like, well, I can't save the world, so I'll just stop. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are people from today are the only ones ascending, or are people from the past, have they ascended? I mean, is this just happening?
There's no past. It's just a really, really big now.
Is this Lisa or Christy?
This is Lisa.
Okay.
So when we ascend, will people from, like, who have supposedly died possibly be there? I mean, like, you know, Fred Astaire or, I mean, I'm not saying them exactly, but in our past.
Well, Ginger Rogers for sure, but we're not sure about Fred. He's pretty much a knock-up, but definitely Marilyn Monroe, that's for sure, and Jane Russell, and... Oh, Lord have mercy, yes. And don't forget Kitty Carlisle. She'll have to be. She was a debutante. She'd have to be there.
Okay, so we can possibly see all types from what might be our past or our future or whatnot, what we think might be our
you
past.
You can now. You can now.
Okay, awesome. That's good news.
That's the point. And you do. And you actually do. You actually do. You'll have things that'll strike a memory. You'll smell something or see something that's like, ah, that's like my grandma's house. Or, ah, that was fill in the blank. Something. You have those triggers now. So to move that to another tiered level of representation, the only limitation is you and your little man self. You can't walk to California. That's ridiculous. And then somebody does. And then I'll say, okay, well, I'll walk to California. Forget it. Long walk across the ocean, but guess what? We'll wear really, really, really good shoes.
Okay. I think there was I went back and listened to some of the stuff, and you talked about globalists not being able, it was something about globalists not being able to exit into space, but ascenders can?
Of course.
So, I'm not too sure I understand that. Is that the whole part?
Develop it.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Develop it.
I'm sorry, Ion, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, develop the question and we'll tell you.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't too sure what it meant that ascenders, that we could ascend, or I assume people who have ascended or who are ascending can exit into space. So, I mean, And I'm guessing that's through the OA movements, but globalists, because they are not obviously following or ascending, then they can't, correct? But do we exit into space as a space team?
Sometimes. Now, the old school, old-timey people would say nothing leaves the Earth. It's bound to the Earth. So if you shoot somebody in the space, it's going to fall back down. But it can't leave the basically the terra firma, okay? And that's the globalist position, that you're stuck here, because you actually are. You're bound to this realm. But once you go up past that, ascend out of it, then you most certainly can. You're not bound by this heaven.
Okay, so when we ascend, are we creating a brand new world, or are we staying on this world?
It depends. This Earth is just a spaceship to take you back home to Andromeda. But
I see.
So this Earth is a used car.
I see. Okay. Now, once we all hop on that ship and go back to home,
You're on that ship. You're on that ship now.
We're on it now. So are we all going to be getting along? Are we all going to be respecting one another? Or are we just, like, out there doing our own thing?
Depends on who gets shot in the face first.
Meaning?
Getting along has to do with getting along with who's at the sharpest double-barrel butcher knife.
So then we are still going to have to deal with possible harm and protection, and have to protect ourselves?
Well, that's what God sorts out, you see.
Okay.
That's what God sorts out. So I can be a God of harmony. So, goddammit, you're going to be harmonious or I won't chop your head off. Well, okay, that's harmony for you. See, the existential capacity is still the problem of the threat. It's all relative, is a nice way to say it.
Okay. I think I heard you say earlier that what's happening now in this world is almost over. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, it is.
And is the next step us going to Andromeda?
Well, yeah. Well, there's a few more things that's got to happen. I mean, there ain't people starving to death yet, but they are dangerously low of milk at the Costco. I don't know what you're going to do when they run out of sweet milk at the Costco. It's going to be a different day then, just saying.
Okay, so you said it's almost over, and after the people starve and the people die, are we going back to normal before that?
No, well, you won't know what normal is. You won't know what normal is. I mean, you'll go back to normal, but you won't know what normal is.
Gotcha. Will we be happier?
Depends.
With the newness, will we be in a better place?
Yeah, you'll have more time to get lucky. So that's always a pleasant thing.
Okay. Okay.
Well, who doesn't want to get lucky? Who doesn't want to get lucky, for Pete's sake?
Yep, Christy's my lucky charm. She's always very lucky.
Oh, nice. Okay. She's lucky.
Nice. Can immortals ascend, Ion?
No, they cannot.
So even if they're good people, they just it doesn't matter. There's nothing.
Goodness, goodness, badness, good God, bad God, God is God. But if you're immortal, you've separated outside of that. You've left Godship.
This sounds like someone trying to figure out where to go for vacation. Whether it's fucking serious or not.
Well, yes, does God like Oahu or Maui? Which one does God like? You know, I don't know. If we're gonna drink tequila, which tequila would God would prefer over another tequila? Is there a better one or there's better? Patron used to be the thing, but now Hendrix has taken over. So it's God's new God's new tequila is Hendrix now. That's what you gotta have.
Yeah, are there prostitutes there that'll steal Christy from me?
Oh my! Now that could be.
Yeah.
But God always saves room. When the hair side of the scripture goes, God always loves the crack whores, Bob. God always loves the crack.
Can mortals go on this vacation? Does this cruise ship accept mortals?
Well, as long as you're one of the alphabet people, you'll probably be okay.
Lisa. There's like a fine, slight adjustment between being ascended and not. And you're there, when we get ascended, when we get to Toronto, what if there's no planes to London?
Is it possible? Here's a question.
Here's a question.
Can God starve to death, or does he need to eat? That's a good one. Can you starve God to death? And see, Jesus was talking about the living water. Jesus was talking about the living water, and the point was, if you drink this water, you'll never be thirsty again. That's some water now. It is pretty good.
Okay. Now we're stumped.
Now you're what?
What's up?
Nope. I
you say you're stumped?
Yeah, no, Christy. Well, I don't know. Christy, maybe she has something. But I'm a bit torn because every time, I guess the pastor...
Torn asunder, or just beside yourself?
Trying to figure out how to...
Yeah, whether transgender to be fucking Andromeda or not. It's too local. You've got to develop an imagination about this.
Everybody's transgendered.
Yeah.
Everybody's got tits.
Everybody's cheating in the sports.
Everybody's trying to sleep with everybody no matter what they are. No.
That wasn't a question I asked. But
yeah, that's an answer you need.
honey, we just need a little content. Give a nigga a break. We just need a little content. We got
a little content. Yeah. So, are there any other answers you want to give me?
Well, how about you improving your imagination about what we're dealing with here?
You can drive it. You can drive a little bit because we get what you're trying to figure out. We're just saying. Those things won't matter when that is. And you're saying, no, I want this settled before I ascend.
Yeah.
We go, okay, but guess what? You better not get too particular with it because the window is fleeting. That is your promise to come back into your place of power. But whether or not you do is completely up to you. So that's the rub. All right, what is it? 10-1 ridiculous. Our best friend, our best ally, Scott, says we have no skin in the game. And the point is we shouldn't have skin in the game. We're responsible for your ascension. Well, if we say you don't qualify, now you're in trouble.
Okay.
No, okay about it. You're just starting, Lisa.
No, I know.
He's got a point there. You ain't going to join this cult until you all figure it out where it's safe.
Are you talking about Ian and Bob cult?
What's the definition?
Yeah.
What's the definition? What's the definition of safe? That's a good place to start.
Where you feel free to be who you are.
We should do that anyway. If you're bound by if you're bound by who you are now, what anybody else thinks about that be a problem? So basically what you're saying is if I'm not comfortable in the skin I'm in, then I'm gonna be subjected to tyranny because I'm not comfortable with who I am. David Rubb, it's an inside battle. It's an inside battle. The battle is over. You've won. But what happens is the little men, they get caught in this picture, and they end up becoming prisoners of war for a battle that's already been completed. And they're still stuck in the prison camp or Dobbstown, whichever you call it.
Yeah, and the globalists have a better opportunity to ascend or not because they work with global environments.
Even though their town is shitty, they can think of Bombsomare and it's nice. So and then as the globalists, they can enjoy the goodness of Maui, even though they're in fucking Cleveland.
Yep. So you want to be a globalist. To start off, to get on this fucking boat, you got to be a globalist.
Okay.
I don't know about that. That's Bob. Don't worry about Bob. He'll change his mind in 30 minutes.
No, I won't.
Accuse you. And he'll accuse you. Then he'll.
No, I know something.
He won't change his
mind. I know something.
No, it's not true.
Don't you diminish my knowing something.
He'll forget what he knew. And then it'll be all.
No, I won't.
Yesterday.
You don't tell me my limitations. You keep me over there. Get across the ring there and stay in your corner.
You're right. You're right, Bob. But Bob should argue for his own limitations. We never have to argue for Bob's limitations. That's right.
Yeah, I got that covered. But, you know, they've all been subject to this idea globalists are bad. You know, it's like the new boogeyman. It's ridiculous. The globalists. You mean the globalists? They're not coming. They're not allowed to hear.
That was in a previous episode where that was said. That's why I was asking about it. But I understand
what
you're saying. That makes a lot of sense.
Think of a globalist, man. They get to feel their power pretty good. You'd like to be in that position. They got 10 Christies. They got 10 Christies, not just one.
10 lucky people. Yes. All right.
That's not much fun. That would be 10 Christies.
Damn. You could become a lesbian Latter-day Saint. You can have a little harem.
A little Filipino harem.
Chrissy could have 10 Lisas.
Who would watch the babies? Who would watch the babies if they did that? Wait a minute now.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, you're operating very paranoid. You're wondering whether it's safe or...
What? I think that the last time I called, and I'm trying to catch up and get on board with all this and trying to understand. I'm very anal.
What's it mean? You want to catch up and get on board? Is that what Suzanne is doing? I don't think so.
All I'm saying is I'm calling in trying to get myself, the goal is to talk to Bob, the goal is to talk to Ion, And I'm trying to do that with the questions that I seem to have, which when I call don't seem to gel with the two of you.
Okay, you got to come up with better questions.
I'm lost right now.
Yeah, come up with better questions, real questions.
Okay, great.
No. Wait, slow down. You are where you are, and that's perfectly okay. We never have a problem with that, ever. We can go back to one, and one is two. We're good. We don't have a problem with that. We don't mind. That's fine. You just have to be strident with what you're asking. Doesn't matter what it is. You see? It does not matter what it is. But you've got to be engaged in it, because if you're just asking to be asking, you know, we'll read you the encyclopedia, and it won't be any fun.
Okay, so I was asking to try to understand what's happening with us, but that's not what I should be asking, correct?
Yes, it is. That's perfectly fine. If that's what you're interested in, okay, here we go. This is how you do that. What happens is you've got to first look at where you are, what is. It goes back to the early days of the is's and the arnesses. That's an old tape. It's available. We don't even have to re-vomit it up for you. Get it. It's available. The is's and the arnesses and the differences. You got to figure out what is, and then you got to look at the r's. They are here. This is in my reality. This is not in my reality. The is's and the arnesses, and you separate those, and then you start making the little islands. You put all of the pedophiles on a little island, and all the murderers in a little island. You ever figured out how hard it is to get hooked up with the murderer and the murderee? It's very challenging. They've got to be within the same vibration. And so you have to change that vibration for your realm. Fuck the world. Make your world paradise. All right? All these things that you're seeing that you don't like, if your vibration was different, you wouldn't see them. You wouldn't know. It would be foreign to you. You know, McNeil-Lara wouldn't have to tell you what a bad shape you're in. The CDC wouldn't be prescribing of how you're not going to make it. That's all vibrational. That's how you got a Christie in the first place, silly. That connection, the vibrational connection, you got to stack. It's all based on vibration. Once you get that part down, then you start looking at the tweaking it. Now you're just making it a little more perfect. Okay, I go to the Costco. Okay, I only get this much. Okay, I go to the Costco. Okay. I bought 9 years worth of toilet paper. Where am I going to put the goddamn toilet paper? This is not good. Okay, so then you have to back that off a little bit. You have to yin and yang it a little bit to make it balance. And then after a little while, you'll find that it gets simpler and simpler and simpler. Hell, you broke out of fucking Panama. That's a sight before God in and of itself. You see? Okay, then what happens after that comes into a comfort level, because this doesn't have anything to do with Bob, and it doesn't have anything to do with non-physical. This is you embracing non-physical to make this part of your place of power, to bring you back to where you actually came from. We're trying to get you back home, and you're having a hard time, because it's like a tabby cat that likes to roam around. And so you're like, well, I don't want to go back there. They don't have good rats there. I want to go here. Okay, you're the tabby cat. Go there. But we're trying to get you into your place of power and back home. And so what that means is home is the position where you come into that place to say, I'm at peace. This is perfect. There's no bad things. Nobody judges me because of who I sleep with. Or mad because I won't sleep with them. That happens a lot too, you see. So this whole condition that nobody jeers at you because of what you may or may not be or pronounced as. Or maybe they weren't good in school and they don't know what LGBTQRSTXYZ, they don't know what that means. Damn. Ridiculous. Idiots here, people. So then what happens is once you get a level there, then you take the next step and your body starts shifting and changing. Has no choice. It has to. Vibrational. It has, that's what everything is. You're in a house that's built on a vibration. Because the same vibration could knock the windows out. Same vibration could knock it on the ground. You see, it's all vibration. And once you realize that part, then you have to increase it and increase it And we can say easily just start in the pentatonic scale. Figure those things out. Go back to Jenny Bell and ask her what an ascended human being vibrates and what hurts. And she'll tell you, and you go, what? And you can copy that hurts and see if it offends you when you listen to it. Ah, that's interesting. Now you're starting to get comfortable with what an ascended vibrational frequency is like. Now, hold on. Don't flip the script now. Humans, life is fatal for a human being. However eternal, life is fatal for a human being. So this thing, these ascended cells will remind you of cancer cells. We said all along that ascension is malignant. Because the body is fighting to make one double helix strand. Well, you're giving it new information to make 144,000 double helix strands. And the body's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's kind of like Pebble. Do you ever watch Pebble on the Tiki Tac?
No.
You don't watch Pebble?
Are you talking about Fred Flintstone's baby?
No. We're talking about the swearing cockatoo.
Oh, no.
Carolyn send her. That's Carolyn's most favorite. She loves that more than Bob. Carolyn, send the girl that the swearing pebble to swearing cockatoo.
Okay.
No wonder y'all having trouble. You don't even know about the swearing cockatoo. We could do it for you, but everybody laughs too much when we do it, because we do it probably as good as Pebble does. It's pretty bad. It's talking, fuck, motherfucking, get the fuck away from me, motherfucking. Then you're scrubbing, shaking the head and the feathers flying, screaming around, hollering, fuck you, bitch, get fuck, that fuck. It's so cute. It'll make you feel better. It'll make the cares of life grow strangely dim. Then what happens is you have an outlet. Pebble is an outlet. You got to have an input. You got to have an outlet. Then what happens is you have to stop the noise. Avoid the noise, I guess is the right way to say that. Because you have to run your world. Because if somebody else is running your world, then it's a challenge. Do you understand why you have to talk to Bob? Bob is the antithesis of everything you can't do. Can't do it. See the rub? And you got to convince Bob. If you can convince Bob, you ain't got to. God's on your side. If you can convince Bob, God's on your side. You got it whooped. Non-physical is just trying to make everything possible and make you go through the processes that allow you to develop the opportunity for ascension to be a relative normal thing in your life. And that goes through the cares, like, get me out of Panama. Like, where do you want me to move to? Like, where will I be happy? Like, fill in the blank, you see. So that's the point. Then what happens is you get more and more based in that process. I mean, look at Carolyn. I mean, just look at Carolyn. She stomps down Hale Hill every day. Driving banshees to hell, you are at a disadvantage living on Hell Island. We'll give you that. It's a rough neighborhood. It's very tough. It's tough. I don't know how you do it. You've got to be strong-willed to live in Maui because of all the retribution that you have to deal with there. It's disgusting. It's very, very ugly people on the beach. What's next? What is next? And why is it the ugliest people go to McKenna Beach than the Naked Beach? Why don't pretty people go to the Naked Beach? It's just disgusting. It's very terrible. Ugly people go to the Naked Beach. And then the good-looking people, they're all wrapped up in serapes and things and togas and things. So what you got to figure out is this staging of your world, your realm. Because all of this, you have baggage and you have excesses. Baggages and excesses. And you have to, mise en place, find a way to put that in play. And you will with a little practice by rote. You didn't learn how to love a woman until you had a little practice. You might have desired it, but until you learned how to love a woman, you didn't know what you're doing. Somebody had to engage that whole process and all of a sudden made that nice. And all of a sudden it is nice, and all of a sudden you have somebody that cares about you, really cares about you. Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff God does. Like that. And so, to answer your questions, as they come along, instead, will allow you an easier, more fluid, creative way to embrace more and more and more of those capacities, like delving into things that you're seeing now that you don't understand. Oh, we found a box that had under a rock, and it was there 10,000 years, and it's got technology that ain't been here yet. Okay, we had no technology, and we pretended we went to the moon. Why did we pretend to go to the moon? So it can make us a potential capacity for people to be able to think that we're doing better than Sputnik for the race. You see, people borrowed that in a little man's capacity, but you ain't been back. If it's that easy with no technology, you got enough technology for all technology, and you can't go back. Pretty interesting. So little interesting things come up, and we make them topical so we can talk about them so that you can go, that's interesting. And then after a little while, you start figuring out how to unpiece this puzzle. We should have done it this way. We should have made you go back to God and then descend, and then it'd be easy to come back to be God. And we go, wait, that's exactly what happened. You were God. You descended. The question should not be, how do I ascend? The question should be, is how the fuck did I fall from my place of power in the first place? There you go. Now we're getting somewhere. So now you got a picture. You got this jigsaw puzzle. And you got the box has the picture of what you put in the puzzle together. So you know what it looks like. You know where the borders are. You know where the corners are. You can pretty much figure that out. And you start getting a border. And then you start filling in the middle of it. All we're doing in this process is allowing you the ample opportunity to do whatever it is you have to do to find your way to put the pieces back together to allow your body to change back to what it originally was to start with. And we're going to do everything we can do one way or the other. We can do this the easy way or the fun way. We're going down. You're going. You're going to have that ability because you're going to go through it or you're going to die. Either way, we say get with it. Get busy. Get at it. Get after it. Because the benefit is eternity as a God. The existential fall of that is you're lost without God. See, that's the difference. So it's certainly in your very best advantage. But here again, it's your story. You can tell it any way you want to. You get yourself in a position where fluidly you have the ability to have considerations. You see? As God, you should be able to tell Bob what you want to talk about. As God, you should direct non-physical to bring you into a place just perfectly like this is right here. I have some questions, but I didn't have the right question. So what's the right question? And so we went on this little tirade to give a little impetus so you could have another thought process, maybe, to consider another capacity that may or may not be present for you to consider presently now. Wow, how about that?
Yeah,
is that helpful or is it clear? Helpful or was it clear? Or was it like normal, clear as mud?
So, you want to go to Toronto or Halifax? What's your choice?
Nova Scotia! No! Don't
Cabot
do it!
Cabot Trail's popular.
Oh, my God. I've got to go to Calgary. They have really nice weather there.
There's a liberty in Calgary. Jeez. There's a liberty in Canada.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Death Island. About almost as bad as Maui, not quite. Almost though. So that's
okay.
Fun. All those words were nothing to say except you get the ability to play this like you want it. So nothing should be outside of the boundaries of what you want. And so if Bob's not behaving, which often he doesn't, it sometimes causes an ire in you, and then you double down, and you go, all right, I got it. All right, I got this. Then what happens is you become a Bert. What does Bert not know? Ask him. He'll tell you. He goes through the details, the full gamut of those particulars. Okay, and he also, we've given other capacities that you can embrace. And some people don't like to listen to Bob, they don't like to listen to us. Okay, go watch the damn TV, the Idiot Box. There's stuff on the Idiot Box. Bob puts out stuff all the time. So It's unbelievable. You get even the quadrants. Who in the hell wants to spend?